Chantea is here. Good to see you. Good to meet you. This is the first time we've seen each other.
It is. What? That's so crazy to me.
You know what? You're from Saskatchewan, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
So, and now you're living in Nashville.
Yes.
Now, what is it about going from Canada to Nashville that people love doing? What is it about that city that keeps you there?
Oh my gosh, it's just so inspiring. Like, as a songwriter, as an artist, there's just so many of us like following our dreams, just going for it, right?
Right.
So it becomes this really community of just artists supporting each other and inspiring each other. So if you go in with that mentality of just like wanting everybody to win, it can just be such an incredible community to be a part of.
Yeah, and now you're there for all the rights, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so now, no longer are you going for the rights, you're now, are you there for all the rights?
I'm there for all the rights. I'm like, I'm getting to write for other people now. I'm getting to write different genres. I'm writing rock, I'm writing pop, I'm writing like all different kinds of, it's just so much fun.
So how do you cross that over? How do you go from one to the other? Is it an easy transition for you?
I mean, weirdly enough, it is. I grew up on all kinds of different music. Like, right. My brothers were listening to rock and heavy metal, and then I was listening to a lot of pop and rap and like alternative moody stuff, and then obviously country was you know, my all-time favorite.
Right.
But so weirdly enough, I pull from a lot of the ones that I listened to growing up, and
you can take those little bits from that and put it in, right?
For
into
sure,
the mix.
Yeah.
It changes it, but it changes it for the good, right?
Yes, yeah, totally, yeah. Exactly.
Talk about Boots and Hearts. This is what a massive weekend for you.
Yeah.
Now going there, you thought you're just gonna go, you're gonna play and go home, and your life will be the same as it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Not the case, right? It's different.
Not the
today.
Case.
Yes. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Emerging artist, that's a big step.
It is huge. I've seen, you know, friends be a part of it, and some of them win it, and just never knew how actually like life changing it is.
Right.
And you see Jade Eagleson, you see James Barker Band, like they've all just gone like poof. Like it's just like boom, they're huge. They're like they're doing the thing.
Yeah.
And you realize that it actually stemmed from this competition.
Amazing.
So very crazy.
Did you have an inkling at all? Did you have any hope in the back pocket that you would win this?
I mean, you always go in with like the manifestations. Like I'm big on like trying to manifest like the biggest, you know.
Say it and it'll happen.
Yeah, say it and it'll happen. But I've also been a part of a lot of these competitions before, and I grew up in this industry, like literally from 3 years old and in competitions by the time I was like five.
Yeah, right.
So you kind of get used to like the letdown and like the you know, not today or maybe next time.
Yeah.
And you start just getting really good at like hearing no and being okay with it. And that's
fine.
Were
you nervous this time around or?
Actually not.
No.
I wasn't. I actually just went up and enjoyed myself. And I felt like a rock star on Thursday night. It felt so great. We had a great band playing with me.
Nice.
Sunday was like a little bit more nerve wracking because it's main stage. But also I was like, hey, this is my one. I get one song. Like go and just rock it. Have a great time.
Wow. That's hard to kick it with one song. And you got one shot and that's it.
Yeah.
No
honestly.
No warm up time. Nothing.
Nothing. You like 5 minutes you get from the minute you step on stage.
Yeah.
You get 5 minutes, and if you go over your time, they cut your microphone, I guess, is what I've heard.
That's harsh.
So,
man,
it is harsh. So it's like you better get up there, wow the judges, wow the crowd, and have fun while doing it.
Well, you did just that.
Well, I guess
well
so
done. Now how do you how do you match it? How do you go on from here? What's the next step?
Oh my gosh, well I get to work with Universal Music Canada and the Core Entertainment and Front Porch Music, and just we get to put a song out together and just like have the whole team now. It's like the dream team.
Right.
Obviously my team, RPM and Headwater Entertainment, Pekin, everybody's kind of getting to, you know, join forces.
Yeah.
And it's just so exciting to see like that kind of coming together. So
what song did you play?
I played Broke to Brand New. It was my top 40 last year.
Yeah.
And then we went into a little like bit of Wildest Dreams, Taylor Swift. We did a little mashup, which was
that's timely. That's good too.
Oh yeah. The crowd went nuts. So it was cool. I walked the catwalk. It was so fun.
Wonderful. Well, you've hit it all right there. If nothing happens after this point, you've done it, right?
Yeah, I've done it. I've lived.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the rest of the summer like? What's your next steps, man?
Well, we're just, we're going on this radio tour, hitting some media stuff. We're going into the Universal office to go see everybody. And then really just kind of wrapping things up in Nashville, with a couple shows before CCMAs and then we're back in Hamilton for all that fun. So
cool. And the new single's doing well. You loving it?
It is. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm just like, this song blew up on TikTok. Did not expect it. People are seeing their stories in this song. So it's very character based. It's very like tongue in cheek and small town, you know, baggage, the things that we like everyday life experience. So people are just really relating with it, which is really cool.
Well, I think that's a key right there. If you can make me feel something that you've written.
Yes.
You've got me.
Yeah,
as a
totally,
fan, right? I mean, 100%. You've hit the mark right there for sure. Well,
exactly.
Done.
Yeah. So it's cool. It's just people commenting, being like, oh, you know, the first line is like, that's Billy. He was going to be a big time quarterback. And like, he didn't get to go fulfill his dream because he got into an accident. And then there's Jenny, who just went a little too far one night and ended up pregnant and at 17. And life happens, right?
Yeah.
And it was the best thing that happened to her, kind of thing, you know? And it's like, it's just these real life scenarios and people are like, oh my God, I'm Billy, or I was Jenny, or my parents are Billy and Jenny. And like, some people are like, my name's actually Jenny and I was a cheerleader, 17, pregnant. Like,
man,
it's just so cool to like see people relating.
That's wonderful. And CCMAs, you'll be part of that, or as a player, as a spectator, what are you doing for them?
We're still waiting on a couple things, I guess, now with winning boots and stuff. So we're just kind of getting all that together, but I'll be there early for the Blue Jay sessions the night before, just kind of kick things off on the Wednesday night, September 13th. And I'll be there just like taking it all in for sure.
For sure. So, well, maybe we'll connect for a beer in Hamilton and celebrate this big win.
Yes, let's do it.
Shantaya, well done. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.